when we were baptized in Christ Jesus. We were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and glory, we remember before you today our brother Lucas. We thank you for giving him to us to know and to love as a companion in our pilgrimage on earth. In your boundless compassion, console us who mourn. Give us your aid so we may see in death the gate to eternal life, that we may continue our course on earth in confidence until by your call we are reunited with those who have gone before us. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
Let us hear the words of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Selected verses from Romans chapter 8. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress, persecution or famine, or nakedness or peril or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
I invite those who are able to please stand for the reading of the gospel. A reading from John 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The Gospel of the Lord. Let us begin with prayer. Loving and eternal Father, be with us on this day. Watch over us and help us feel your holy and comforting presence. If we need to cry, help us cry. As your gathered faithful, help us to lift each other up during such a difficult time. Hold us tight and never let us go. Amen. So let's be honest. Today hurts. Today hurts. None of us planned on being here today. It's an emotional time. I think I have hugged my 22-year-old son more in the past week than I have in the whole past year. I think he's beginning to feel a little bit freaked out about it. Today hurts. None of us want to be here. Yet here we are, remembering a young man who was dearly loved. Lucas was an Eagle Scout, which is no small accomplishment. He enjoyed history and spent time reading and learning about the rise and fall of empires. Lucas was a welder and a scuba diver. But most of all, he was a friend, he was a brother, he was a son. And for his Creator, for God, he was and still is a precious child. As Paul tells us, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." For me, that's the glue. Today we could call it, that's the eternal weld that holds us on this day. That's the promise we cling to, that nothing can separate us from the love of God. The other day, I watched a home video with Tom and Cheryl. Lucas was 7 years old in the video, and the movie captured joyful smiles and laughter between brother and sister. There was this one scene where Lucas was standing with a sunflower that he planted. It was one single flower with a large stalk and about a 14-inch head. It was a big sunflower. And as I watched Lucas beam with joy over that sunflower, how it grew, what it looked like, what it represented, I could not help thinking about Jesus, the Son of God, beaming with joy over Lucas for all that he was. For all that he was. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. And then we hear this from the Gospel of John. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, what I have told you, that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. I have prepared a place for you. I'm not sure how I feel about that today, because part of me finds great comfort in those words, that there is a place for us, and where we are, Christ is close by our side. And yet, I also know that God prepared a place for Lucas right here. He had a place at home. He had a place with friends. He had a place at Food Line. He had a place at school. He had a place with the Scouts. He had a place with family. Many of you treasured those places with Lucas, and your world will be a whole lot smaller without it. So yes, it's very reassuring to know that Jesus has a place prepared for us. At the same time, it's so hard and so tragic when all of these other places feel so empty. And that's why God grieves with us today, for all of those places and people that will miss the gift of Lucas, the gift of Lucas that God gave to the world. God cries with us. But these tears are not the end of the story. We will see Lucas again. This precious child of God is now peacefully at rest with his Creator and Redeemer. And one day, we will be reunited. We know this because nothing can separate us from the love of God. We know this because we too have a place. We know this because the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not and will not overcome it. Today we give thanks to God for giving us Lucas. And we give thanks that Jesus lived and died for him. In the days, weeks, and years ahead, the memories of this young man will carry on through you. And along the way, we will love and support one another. We will find new places, places of peace. Together with the help of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we will cry when we need to cry. We will smile when we need to smile. But most of all, we will remember. May God be with us. Amen. Thank you. has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together in one communion, in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Hear us, Lord. Give courage and faith to those who are bereaved, that they may have strength to meet the days ahead, in the comfort of a holy and certain hope, in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love. Hear us, Lord. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and trust in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection to life everlasting. Grant us grace to entrust Lucas to your never-failing love, which sustained him in this life. Receive him into the arms of your mercy, and remember him according to the favor you bear for your people. Hear us, Lord.
God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks because by his death, Jesus destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection has opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Make us certain that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, shall be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend your servant Lucas. Acknowledge, we humbly beseech you, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a sinner of your own redeeming. Receive him into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints in light. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of Christ.